Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is a story which actually happened to me. This happened about 25 years ago. I was living in Morristown, New Jersey, and I was teaching in a small cheder there. From time to time, I would bring my students into Crown Heights, which was about an hour away, for prize day. And so we would go to the bookstore, pick out prizes for the boys who had learned a lot of Torah and so forth, or had very good Derech Eretz. Well, on one of these occasions, I spoke to a Balabasta, the wife of Rabbi Prager, his name was, or is, and I often stayed there. And she told me a story. And the story she told me was that once there were some people in Paris, where her husband came from, who were having trouble having children. There's a few young couples there that had been married for some time, years, and they had never been blessed with children. So her husband, Rabbi Aryeh Prager, took a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he was about 2.5 years old. You can see in the picture that the Rebbe, as a little boy, he was actually wearing a cute sailor suit, and his hair was quite long. He hadn't had his upsharon yet. His hair was down to his shoulders, I guess. And he took this picture, and he gave it to one of these couples. And before too long, sure enough, they were blessed with a child. They had a baby. And he took this picture or another one like it to another one of the couples, and the same thing happened. And a third couple, and the same thing happened. Three couples that had not had children for years, all of a sudden, after they put up this picture of the Rebbe in their house as a little toddler, they were blessed with children. So when I heard this story from Mrs. Prager, I remembered that there was a person in Morristown, a friend of mine, who'd been married for 5 years, and he and his wife had not been blessed with children. So I thought, of course, let's try. So I went to the bookstore with the young boys who I taught. I said, here, you heard this story. Let's go get a picture for Mr. So-and-so, and we'll give it to him. And hopefully his wife and he will be blessed with children. Sure enough, we found the same exact picture in the store, a picture of the Lubavitcher Rebbe when he was under 3 years old, before his upsharon, before he had his first haircut. And I bought a copy of that picture, and I gave it to my friend, who's been married now for 5 years at that time, and they had not been blessed with children. Sure enough, 9 months later, maybe it was a year later, I think it was 9 months, they were blessed with a little boy. And not only one child, but over the years, they were blessed with three children. And I know that that's actually what happened, because I was living there at the time that the first child was born. And the other children were born in later years, and I spoke to my friend, and I asked him about it. And he said, yeah. He said, it's true they were saying Tillim and other things, but it was also true that 9 months, if I remember correctly, 9 months after they put up the picture, that they were blessed with children. Now you might ask, how could this be? And the answer, I think, is that a picture of a tzaddik is something which inspires us. When we see a picture of a tzaddik, it's something which is inspiring. Of course, to see the tzaddik themselves, or the tzaddikus, that's more inspiring. But to see even the picture of the tzaddik has inspired many people over the years. And this is one of those stories, and not only inspired, but perhaps through the inspiration, through their perhaps being more hopeful, or however it worked, they were sure enough blessed with not one child, but eventually with three children. So all these stories about the miracles that tzaddikim do, they're very good and they're very inspiring. In fact, Chumash has many stories of miracles that Moshe Rabbeinu did and other people in Chumash did. And in the stories of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, there's many, many miracles. But in truth, there's something even more important than the stories. In fact, in the times of the Alter Rebbe, the first Chabad Rebbe, there was an expression that there was miracles rolling under the table, but who had time for them? That is to say, that what's most important about the tzaddik is the Torah that he is teaching us, or she is teaching us. If it would be someone, say, like Devora or Rus, because when we learn the Torah, the insights of the Torah, same Torah, of course, but the insights that the tzaddik has, this elevates us, this brings us closer to Hashem, and this inspires our Torah and mitzvahs. As a result, it brings Mashiach much quicker. So it's wonderful to learn these stories and to tell them. It's very, very good and very, very important. But even more important, in addition to learning and studying these stories, is, of course, to learn the teachings of the tzaddik, to learn the teachings of all the tzaddikim, starting with the teachings of Moshe Rabbeinu and all the other parts of the Torah that we learn. All of this brings Mashiach so much quicker. May it happen immediately. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More.